This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Okay, time for Movies and You with Richard Fitzwilliams on the line from London. Governing Richard, how are you?
Well, I'm waiting for the royal wedding now. It's getting very, very close and very, very exciting.
Did you receive your invitation? I got mine last week.
Well, I mean, you're being very indiscreet because, as you know, it's forbidden to mention. Mel B of the Spice Girls mentioned it, and the rumour Sir John Major will be there, be as guardian of Harry, but, of course, no politicians or dignitaries.
No.
And I should think that certain that Sir Elton John and his partner David Furnish will be there, but, you know, who knows?
Interesting. And it's all very exciting as well, of course, isn't it? So looking forward to that. And has anything been given away yet? Or is it all top secret, the dress, what she's going to wear and all that kind of stuff?
Oh, good heavens, it's waiting until the day. It's that magical moment when she will arrive in a dress that hopefully, last time in 2011, the secret did leak out that Alexander McQueen was doing it to Sarah Burton. In fact, an exquisite dress, homage to Grace Kelly's in her 1956 marriage to Prince Rainier of Monaco. It was absolutely glorious, so expect a surprise, but that along with the title, will wait till the day. We're hoping to get a better idea of the guest list, of course, before then.
So we look forward to that. And tell us also, we've lost somebody this week, director Michael Anderson, yes.
Yes. Michael Anderson, of course, involved with Round the World in 80 Days, although Mike Todd took all the credit for that. And it was, of course, a very spectacular movie with David Niven and Canton Flass, and it was stuffed with supporting character casts such as Fernando and Noel Coward and Shirley MacLaine even. He made the Dam Busters, and the Dam Busters was absolutely superb. In fact, it's coming back to London. I saw it, funnily enough, previewed only a week ago.
Richard, I've got a little bit of music from that just to give us a bit of a feel from the Dam Busters theme. Well, that's quite not the one I was looking for, but anyway, carry on. I'll find the right one.
It's simply that Michael Redgrave as Barnes Wallace gave such a fine performance, and Richard Todd, of course, always good in those sort of movies. So he had successes. Movies such as Shoes of the Fisherman and Pope Joan, a couple of movies that he rather unfortunately made linked with, with the papacy, were a good deal less successful. But nonetheless, The Dam Busters is basically the film he will be remembered for.
Absolutely.
And Round the World in 80 Days, and I mean that connection's important because it was such a vast epic production for its day in the 1950s.
Absolutely. So it's great to look back, and each week it seems like we're losing somebody, doesn't it, Richard? We're doing a lot of these at the moment.
Well, I do hope that this won't continue, because there was happily a very long gap, and you think of some of the really top performers: Philip Seymour Hoffman, Alan Rickman, Robin Williams, and then there was this hiatus, and it does seem, as you say, there have been several sad losses in recent weeks.
Okay, apparently you're all Avengers out, or Avengered out, I think is the
that is exactly what I said. said, I have to say, I have to review this movie in two ways. I really have to, because there's no option. I've never actually been in a, just as well, I saw this in a cinema with paying patrons and not in a critic screening. I have never actually had an experience quite like this. Firstly, just to review the movie, and I mean, I will be as brief as possible. It's directed by Anthony and Joe Russo. It's taken over $800 million globally at the box office, which is nothing short of sensational, or you could use all sorts of adjectives. As far as the plot is concerned, Iron Man, Thor, The Hill, you name the character, whether it's Spider-Man, whether it's the Black Widow, whether it's Doctor Strange, whether it's T'Challa from the Black Panther, you name it, and you will find this character in the movie. Fighting against Thanos, their most powerful enemy yet. If Thanos can collect 6 Infinity Stones, he can have the power to control the universe. Thanos, played by Josh Brolin. Now, it has to be said here that you could review this movie, we talk about the perpetual noise, the loud music, the endless, to me, frankly, mostly meaningless action sequences, or you could look at the audience, because they responded to the jokes, because they absolutely loved most of the action sequences, because their favorite characters, whether it was Spider-Man or whether it was Captain America or whoever it was, and I mean, the point is that if you want the cast list, we can just read down Robert Downey Jr. to Scarlett Johansson. There's a whole list of top actors in it. Here is the extraordinary thing. I was fascinated. I saw it in a cinema that was about 95% full.
Wow.
When the credits started to roll, perhaps 10% left. The rest waited for perhaps the longest credits roll since the Ten Commandments, which in 1956, I think, was 5 minutes. And the reason that they waited was because it had apparently been trailed, or at least they seemed to be in the know, that there was a clue at the end of the credits to the sequel, which there was.
So you got your waiting in there. It's an extra 10 minutes, that is.
Well, all I can say is that the audience were absolutely rapt in this movie. They were fascinated by it. Whatever I might think of a waste of talent, or what I might think of a lack of a plot or story, other than the barest essentials, isn't the point. The point was that, and also the extraordinary mix of stars, from Benedict Cumberbatch to Elizabeth Olsen, and from Tom Hiddleston to Don Cheadle, and well, I mean, you can go on and on.
Yeah. And it's mega, I mean, whatever's happening and whatever you think, they're going to keep making these movies because it's making mega bucks, and also, you know, those that are starring in it are making a lot of money out of being in it as well. And apparently it's outgrossed Star Wars, apparently, in America on the first weekend, so which is quite phenomenal in its own right.
Yes, and also, of course, we've been reading that fans of the last Star Wars were not so keen on it. I mean, something that I felt when I saw it, but I thought that the fans would enjoy it. The fans saw through that, but as far as this is concerned, I mean, you're not looking at a proper plot or proper story. You're just looking at lots of bangs, loud music, and basically what you see in the climax of every of the 18 Marvel movies up to this one's the 19th. You see some of the time, you see here pretty well all of the time, what the fans liked was when Spider-Man appears, or when Captain America does whatever, or in the Incredible Hulk.
Yeah.
That is, to them, entertaining, riveting. The audience were ecstatic.
Okay, so are you going to give a fans rating on this one as well?
Well, I've simply got to say for the fans, I mean, you've got to say 4.5, because I've got to reflect what I saw.
Yeah.
For me, well, I mean, it is what it is. Perhaps I'm allowed to say 2.5.
Have you got an Avengers poster on your wall, Richard? I want to know now.
Anyway. Oh, there you are. You guessed it. Yeah, you guessed it.
Okay, let's move on to something completely different then. Guernsey Literary and Potato Peel Pie Society. It's a great title for a film, isn't it?
Well, it's a mouthful. To be perfectly honest, I mean, this is a Mike Newell movie. Now, I know Mike Newell made Four Weddings, which I adored. He's made some Well, so he is aiming at a particular market here, just as the last one did. So basically, this is more a package than a movie. Talk about a nostalgia kick that you're meant to feel. It's set in 1946, and the images of Englishness, the way this is meant to appeal abroad, it's shameless. Lily James is Juliet Ashton, a writer who had a near-death experience during the Blitz. She's a well-known writer and writes under the pseudonym Izzy Bickenstaff. And the publisher, played by Rupert Good, is very fond of her. And she's being pursued by Arkham Reynolds, who is a wealthy American, and courting her. I would say that Lily James playing Juliet, she again is your quintessential English rose that fits very well into this rather curious film. She receives a letter from a stranger from Guernsey, Dorsey Adams, who is asking about Charles Lamb, but also she learns that there is such a thing as the Guernsey Literary and Potato Peel Pie Society. I mean, this began as a cover for curfew breaking because the Germans occupied Guernsey during the war. And not unnaturally, Juliet wants to do an article on them, visits Guernsey, learns more about the society and its past, and gets to know some of the characters, including Dorsey himself, played by Michael Houseman, which there are immediate sparks between them. Then she discovers that one of the reasons that some of the society, particularly Amelia, played by Penelope Wilton, always a good performance, and then there are other such members, Eben, played by Tom Courtney. Well, Elizabeth, who was a member of the society, played by Jessica Brown Findlay, was arrested by the Germans and hasn't yet returned. What has happened to her? And the society member actually raising her son, Kit. Now, this is all rather strange. Could the society be nursing secrets? What's happened to Elizabeth? What was the real history that happened during the war? And what happens, indeed, to Juliet's personal life as she gets involved with the island? This is shameless. It's for the tourist market. I would say if Sam Goldwyn saw it, he'd say, in two words, unbelievable.
Wow.
It's neatly packaged. It's the visuals of Guernsey are super. There are wonderfully twee English cottages. There is a cast of well-known British actors, and the plot's as improbable as they come. But again, in a shameless, schmaltzy way, it's fun. And, you could say, why not? If you're going to have the tourist market, you're going to have a movie packaged, and you're going to have one like this. It's got shots of the Blitz during the war. It's got shots of Guernsey during the war. It's got a mystery in it, and it's got a top British cast in it.
It sounds like it should be a bit of fun and worth a watch on a Saturday night, maybe.
I can think of various stages of inebriation where you get the same amount out of it, because, I mean, frankly, this is a superficial and cosmetic movie, and the cast try and breathe life into roles. Penelope Wilton does very well. She always does very well. I mean, Tom Courtney's never given a bad performance, and Lily James is perfect for what she has to do.
Yeah, you're not convinced, are you? What's the rating on that one, Richard, out of 5?
Oh, well, I'll go to 3.
Okay, I think you're being generous there. Really,
I'm being very generous.
There must be a royal wedding on the way. Right then, what can we expect next week, Richard?
Oh, next week, now you've got a really interesting movie in Entebbe. This is, of course, about the famous raid in 1976 to rescue Israeli hostages. And also, we commemorate the 50th anniversary of one of the most famous British films of all time, If.
Yeah, okay. So, that's going to be a great week. Looking forward to that next week, then. If anybody wants to find you online, Richard, how can they do that?
It's www.richardfitzwilliams.com and Twitter at R. Fitzwilliams.
I think I saw you on the telly the other day, so have you been busy this week?
Yes, I've just come from filming, in fact, in Kensington Palace for an Austrian film crew. Yes, you very possibly might have, and there's certainly a lot of appearances coming up with the wedding on CNN and Yahoo.com and other stations.
Looking BBC forward to that. Too. It's going to be a very interesting time. Richard, thank you as always. We'll speak again soon. You take care.
Look forward.
Richard Fitzwilliams there on TRE Talk Radio Europe, our film critic every week.